We had a big response to our recent item about snake bites. That was on the Health Report on October 11th. We thought what a better way to answer some of these questions than to put them to the expert herself, Christina Zdanek. Tegan, you're going to channel Christina in answering those questions. But the first question comes from Melanie. I'm an emergency doctor at a large regional hospital in New South Wales where we deal with lots of snake bites. We have an eminent toxicologist on staff, and I've also been involved in writing one of our snake bite protocols. I listened with interest to your recent interview with Dr. Christina Zdanek regarding snakebite treatment. She mentioned that patients should insist that the bandage be taken off slowly over 1 hour. This is not standard practice in Australia. Does she have any evidence for this? I'd be really interested in this and possibly amending our protocols.
Well, yes, I am channeling Christina because we put these questions to her and she wrote back via email. Of course, Christina is a toxinologist at the University of Queensland, and she says the fact that slow bandage removal in hospital is not standard is one of the reasons why she wanted to make this piece, because there's no paper about this topic because we can't study it in humans. We've got to rely on the principles of snake bite first aid and some clear snake bite cases where a rapid onset of symptoms developed after a quick removal of the bandage. And she says, number three, common sense. So she says, keeping the bandage on does no permanent damage, and removing the bandage over the course of an hour enables a gentle increase in symptoms. And she does offer to discuss for more further training if anyone's interested.
And Rachel writes, I've just been listening to your podcast on snake bites and want to ask about immobilisation. We do a lot of walking on the Biberman track in WA. If there was to be a snake bite after the limb has been splintered and bandaged, would it be better to wait until the medics can come, which could be a while depending on the remoteness of the track, or try and carry the person back to the car? I know you said Aboriginal people would remain 5 days without moving, so I'm assuming the former.
Yes, well, Christina says the short answer is yes, wait. The key with surviving a snake bite is to bandage and immobilise the limb, stay still and wait for help to arrive. If you put it on properly and you don't move a muscle, the bandage can buy you time, hours of time, 6 to 12 hours before antivenom may be needed if it's done correctly. That's a little taste of our mailbag section. If you've got questions, you can send them to healthreport@abc.net.au and check out the Health Report podcast for the answers. But that's it for the show this week. We'll see you next time.